Preparing the South for War, a letter from Brigadier General Robert E. Lee to his wife Mary Lee, written at Huntersville, Pocahontas County, Virginia, August 4, 1861. I reached here yesterday, dearest Mary, to visit this portion of the Army. The day after my arrival at Thornton, I set off for Monterey, where the Army of General Garnett's command is stationed. Two regiments and a field battery occupy the Allegheny Mountains in advance about 30 miles, and this division guards the road to Staunton. The division here guards the road leading by way of Warm Springs to Marlborough and Covington. Two regiments are advanced about 28 miles to Middle Mountain. Fitzhugh, that is Major Fitzhugh Lee, General Lee's nephew, with his squadron is between that point and this. I have not seen him, although I understand he is well. South of here again is another column of our enemies, making their way up the Kanawha Valley, and from General Wise's report, are not far from Lewisburg. Their object seems to be to get possession of the Virginia Central Railroad and the Virginia and Tennessee Railroad. By the first, they can approach Richmond. By the last, they can interrupt our reinforcements from the south. The points from which we can be attacked are numerous, and their means unlimited, so we must always be on the alert. My uneasiness on these points brought me out here. It is so difficult to get our people unaccustomed to the necessities of war to comprehend and promptly execute the measures required for the occasion. The soldiers everywhere are sick, the measles are prevalent throughout the whole army, and you know that disease leaves unpleasant results. Attacks on the lungs, typhoid, etc. Especially in camp, where accommodation for the sick are poor. I travelled from Staunton on horseback, a part of the road as far as Buffalo Gap. I passed over in the summer of 1840 on my return to St. Louis after bringing you home. If anyone had told me then that the next time I travelled that road would have been on my present errand, I would have supposed him insane. I enjoyed the mountains as I passed along. The views are magnificent, the valleys so beautiful, the scenery so peaceful. What a glorious world Almighty God has given us. How thankless and ungrateful we are, and how we labour to mar his gifts. I hope you received my letters from Richmond. Give love to daughter and Mildred. I did not see Rob, his son, as I passed through Charlottesville. He was at the university, and I could not stop.